Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Jokes with Mark Simmons, the podcast where I chat to another comedian about jokes that can't get to work for whatever reason. I'm joined by Joel Grove. Don't normally say your surname.
Hello.
There you go, producer
full
Joel.
Full names.
Full names today.
Mm.
There we go. A little glimpse into the real man.
Yeah, MI6 will finally catch up to me.
Yeah. Joel. It's nice to hear you again.
Always.
I feel like we're always chatting now. The days are just flying by. You're late for this recording, aren't you?
I'm a bit late. I'm 10 minutes late.
What's the reason, did you say?
I was finishing up a quite exciting game of Call of Duty.
Why was it so exciting? I'm not sure that's a good reason. Can't you pause?
No, of course you can't pause. It's
what
all
do you mean you can't pause?
All go all the time because it's with lots of other people, isn't it? I can't ask 150 people on the internet to pause while I go and chat to one-liner comedian Mark Simmons.
If you told them about the podcast, you might get a bit of advertising. Have you told any of them
about
the podcast?
That's what I'm trying. Yeah, tell everyone about it via Call of Duty.
And if they don't, you can shoot them in the head.
I do, yeah. No, it's more me getting shot in the head. I'm not very good at it.
Oh, you're not? No, I don't do computer games, really. I've just been watching a lot of stuff. The big news this week, Joel, we're on the third season of Westworld. Have you seen that?
I haven't, no. Apparently, it's really good, third season.
Yes, it is good. It's sort of gone into a different sort of gear. Still very confusing, which is fine. Is it a good series if, at the end of the series, you go straight to YouTube to one of those The End of a Series Explained videos?
I think so. I think because you care, right? You're invested. Explain to you.
I get really annoyed if I don't know everything in a series.
Yeah. So when you watch a film, do you go straight to the IMDb trivia?
No. Only if I feel like I need to.
Oh, I love that. That's my favourite little bit of the internet.
I saw the twist in the first ones coming, though, in the first series.
Mm.
Yeah. Quite good at guessing. And also, we just started The Mandalorian.
Oh, yeah.
Very good.
Is it?
Yeah. I'm impressed.
Star Wars.
Yeah.
Baby Yoda. Everyone talks about Baby Yoda.
Yeah. But it's not Yoda. Well, I don't know it. Well, I don't know. To be honest, I don't know because it's only fourth episode in, so they haven't really said much about the baby. But I had to Google when it was set because I'd like to know exactly when everything is with these things.
Yeah.
So, and it was set between the last original film and the first new film, if anyone was wondering. Yeah, it's very good. Star Wars.
I think this is the podcast people come to for their Star Wars trivia, so that's good.
I think so. So, great episode last week. Tony Cowles, loads of feedback. You know what? I haven't really done feedback for a while. Shall I have a little look and see what the feedback was?
Yeah, have a look. Give us some feedback.
Have a little bloody look, shall I? So there is one. So Tony Cowards, you will remember from the episode, did a joke about the pub quiz. And then I had a suggestion for him about how to slightly change the framework, which we thought made it stronger. And he then went on and perfected it even more so.
Lovely stuff.
And the final version is he just tweeted it. It's done quite well on Twitter. I regretted signing up for an online quiz, but luckily they gave me a refund. No questions asked. Great joke.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Great joke.
Isn't that lovely? So, but yeah, lots of people were inspired. It's quite a few people have messaged saying, like, we were talking about a subject and it inspired them writing a joke. So Ian Bowden said the joke I was talking about, but handling the breasts, that one.
Yeah.
He, I mean, it's not the same joke, but it inspired his joke, which was Jack Nicholson's tiles blew off in a storm. Good start to a joke. And his wife wanted him to call a professional. He said he'd do it himself, but she said, "The roof, you can't handle the roof." This is good, isn't it?
Good.
Isn't it nice? Someone, Mickey McKay, suggested to me for my version, you could say you can't handle an animal, wouldn't you? That's another, because I was wondering, what else do you say you can't handle? So maybe like at a petting zoo, you can't handle the animal. But then I don't know if that makes, I don't think it's then funny if you couldn't handle an animal, as in couldn't cope with an animal. Do you know what I mean?
So, yeah, also, you're wrong. A petting zoo is exactly where you can do that.
And you're allowed to handle them.
Yeah, that's kind of the point of them.
Hey, good point. Good point. Mm. Thanks for your feedback, everybody. Any other feedback? At Jokes with Mark. Lovely to hear from you. So this week, I've got another great joke, proper joke writing episode. That's good, isn't it, Joel?
I'll say.
It's Peter Brush.
Hey.
Love Peter Brush's jokes. Hope you do too. If you don't get asked to do many podcasts, I must be... Well, I've just doubled the amount of times you've done my podcast.
Did we do one we used to do once? Did that not go out? Because that was
at Reading
Jongness, wasn't it? And it was so loud. And
oh.
Did it go out? I don't remember.
Did it go out? Going out?
No, I don't think it did. I'm pretty sure the recording didn't work very well. And it was like playing horrible disco-y type... music, disco music, like some fucking 70-year-old.
We were sitting on some stairs,
man,
weren't we?
You know, yeah, it didn't work particularly. It didn't come out very well. And but I'll be better at this,
so?
I promise. So yeah.
Yeah, there's less music.
Yeah. I hope there is. So
and we both haven't just
and
done
I've
a horrible
planned a
gig.
Bit. I think you ambushed me as well.
I did actually.
One.
Yeah, so you prepared for this one.
I didn't enjoy that. Yeah, I was in a bad mood as well because I didn't really enjoy that gig.
It's never a nice gig.
No, but it's also like the way they used to do it, where it was like two acts straight after each other doing 20 minutes in front of the people with the lowest attention spans in the world. And you think, also, it's a bit of a strange booking me straight after you.
Oh, is that what it was?
Quite joke heavy. Yeah,
if they don't like my jokes.
So I think they had enough of jokes. So. No, you did a lot better than me.
Oh, yeah, keep that bit in, Joel. Keep that bit in, Joel.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah, keep that bit in. Edit the rest out.
That's all we want. That's it. Just a little snippet. Yeah. So what's been happening? Are you on your own? Are you with someone, like, in the lockdown?
I live with my girlfriend.
Okay, that's good.
She's working from home.
My girlfriend's working from home, and that's quite nice.
So that's sort of... It is sort of nice. I mean, she doesn't tend to get up until quite late, so I get the mornings to sort of, you know, do what I want, and then I. That's not a euphemism for anything, by the way. I'm not trying to keep my immune system high. It's fine. It's fine. I think you've got to use the situation to try and use it to its best.
Yeah.
Like, I don't write much. That isn't just me, just for stand-up, because that's the most proactive thing that I'm doing. So I just use the opportunity to try and write the odd other thing because there's no deadline of me, you know. And I don't know. I think I'm better at writing stand-up than other stuff.
How do you feel about you were going to have you were going to have a year off of Edinburgh this year, and now everyone's going to.
Yeah, I know. Now everyone, I'm a trendsetter. Obviously,
do you think that's what it is.
Yeah, that must. Well, I was thinking, I was feeling quite really, really elated about not doing Edinburgh, but now I feel bad about feeling elated about it because so many people have been sort of will be disappointed by it not happening.
I think a lot of people they might not say it, but they will be relieved. I mean, because they're being given an excuse to have a year off, whereas normally you'd feel guilty, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Like,
oh, should I have is it a good idea for my career? But this time, everyone can have a rest. And then next year, the shows are going to be...
You could just write a better show, won't you? I mean, I've done 5 hours in a row, and I sort of feel like every year I sort of feel like I have to do it, and it's like 30 minutes of the show is really good, and then 20 minutes of it is sort of all right, but it wouldn't be in it if I had another year.
My best show came after the year I did a double act with Sean Walsh, and I had a year off of solo, and the year after that, the show was probably the best show I've done.
Yeah, well, there you go. I think you just feel pressured that you think, if I don't go, maybe it's the year that it would have happened, that someone would have seen me, and
I
all that
nonsense,
shit that
really.
Only happens to 1% of people.
But we've also
got
a really good room in Edinburgh, haven't we? And we also kind of want to...
Yeah, but I think I've given up on that now.
You'll get
because
it back now.
Well, that's only if I... I mean, am I not even going 2021? I don't... I mean, because I feel now that it'll be so oversubscribed in 2021, and I don't know how... I don't know how much disposable income people are going to have because how long it's going to like.
Yeah.
And also the Euros are now moving to next year, and that's one of the reasons I didn't want to do it this year, was because I thought if the Euros are on, that's going to completely screw up
the
preview season. Yeah, and the Olympics as well. I just think it felt like such a great year for me to take off, and now it's like, I don't know. You don't have to make a decision for a while.
No. They're still thinking about this year. You'll be fine, mate. So let's get cracking. Yeah. What bits have you got? Whatever you want, really. Like, it could be something from the past.
Yeah.
What's annoying you? Or
they're all stuff from the past that I sort of found. So was it just stuff that I've pretty much given up on
most
of this stuff, unfortunately. But
that's what we want to hear.
A lot of it's stuff I liked, which is always the way, isn't it?
That's what we want.
Unfortunately, but. So I've got to start with a couple of short ones, and I don't know if I like the short ones as much, but I thought that these didn't quite work, but I still thought that they were, I still quite liked them. So, okay, so just to ease us in, I suppose, so it's a quick couple of one-linery things. A couple of years ago I had a huge sex appeal, but no one applied.
That's
all right.
And
it
really
it?
Suits
right.
your self-deprecating kind of. That's.
Yeah, but you laughing still not giving me a lot of faith in it because it's just it did so badly in front of audiences.
So what happened when you did that?
Was silence.
Had a laugh. There's a lot. The only thing rhythmically, I don't know if it's rhythmically, is apply. And appeal are quite similar, not enough. Oh, maybe. Is there another?
I think it was a good tweet. I think it's a good tweet, but it wasn't. I just don't think people quite twigged it. You know, like I think you have to rethink the word appeal like a couple of times, perhaps before you get it. You don't get it instantaneously.
Right.
I think that's the problem.
Because even when you said sex appeal. In my head, when you said the setup, obviously I'm trying to work out where you're going with it, and I didn't get to it.
Also, I don't really know what a sex appeal is. I mean, it's
appealing
it's
for
me
sex.
Putting a load of posters out saying, like, you know, available and stuff, and it's not really an actual thing, is it? So it's not really a double meaning because it's a made up thing that doesn't really happen.
Yeah.
So it's okay as a tweet where people could look at it and go, I think it did okay as a tweet. Got like.
People have a bit of time to look at it and think about it.
But exactly, that's the thing. Yeah, that's unfortunate because I think us people that like us like joke comics really. They'll like a lot. I mean, comics often like my stuff.
The cleverest stuff, isn't it? Stuff you have to think about.
Yeah, but I'm sort of wondering whether, like, I don't know. I was going to sort of mention this maybe later on after I'd done more than one joke. But I think sometimes it's like you just. In my head, I'm sort of like, well, if I keep hold of all these really weird niche bits that only comics like, maybe in like 15 years' time when I've got fans, they'll come to see those things. But that just sounds so deluded to say
that. No, but I
think
that is a thing. And you need to find your audience.
But it's like, how is it, you know, it's a very fine line between finding your audience for the niche stuff that you like to write and your stuff actually being shit and you're not really knowing.
It's hard with that joke.
Sort of,
but with Edinburgh, are you starting to get people coming back to see you?
Well, yeah, but not as many as like I thought. perhaps. I mean, I did used to sort of, out of curiosity, say ask if who'd been before.
Yeah.
And, you know, I always get a couple, but the vast bulk of the audience are not people, or they're shy. You know, they could be shy. I mean, I wouldn't, if I'd seen someone before, I wouldn't shout out that I had, because I just don't want to.
So, because I was thinking,
myself,
like, that's the trouble. It's hard to judge the jokes when you're trying them in clubs and new material nights, because obviously those people aren't coming to see you. So you might end up getting rid of something that your audience in Edinburgh would actually like.
Yeah, I do. I do things that are specifically for fringe shows more than club stuff, and so I do have that in my head where I'm like, well, this is a fringe. I mean, there's already a couple of bits I've written since last Edinburgh that only work when I do like new material nights in front of students and stuff, or in the middle of the week, and I know that they're going to be like fringe bits and not weekend bits. So I know, so I do that already, but it's, you know, but some bits still don't work for either. But I sort of think are kind of anyway.
Okay, give us another one.
Another one. Okay. Right. So I played a French version of the game Cluedo recently. And I noticed that all the characters looked exactly the same, although the English Colonel Mustard was slightly hotter.
Oh my god! Right. I was like, this setup is absolutely mad. But in the end, it wasn't at all. It was a really nice. It's almost like you start the joke halfway through, don't you? Because the Colonel Mustard. Slightly hotter. That's the joke. So that's not because I was, my instinct was, I mean, this is too long, weird setup. But I don't think that is, because it's also like, what was the reaction? I love that. What was the reaction to that?
Again, just seems to be a bit of bafflement. Really, I can't remember now. I think
what
I
again
did
was
twice,
the setup?
And
the first bit.
The setup was I recently played a French version of the game Cluedo.
Okay.
It's a bit.
Okay,
I don't know,
that's
interesting.
It's
so obviously
fabricated. So French mustard is hotter, is it?
No, English mustard.
Sorry, is that what you said? So
the English, the English version of Colonel Mustard was slightly hotter. He looked slightly hotter, obviously.
But you say was.
That's the.
Yeah, maybe it's like, why are you telling us how hot he is?
Yeah, maybe. It's just silly.
I liked it, though. But again, I think that's the same thing. Comics.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to like all these, unfortunately. That's
that's
thing.
A funny sentence. Oh, you're going to like all these, unfortunately.
Yeah. What I'm getting out of this is you just listening to things saying, this guy is so misunderstood. Why? that's, which is really a nice ego stroke, but it's not... You're just saying, oh, you don't need to fix any of these. And I'm thinking, well, they don't work in front of
the
trolls, do they?
Have you tried American Cluedo with that? Is that a better...
No, I haven't, no. Well, the thing is, French and English mustard, don't they? But American mustard is not... I don't think you call American mustard American mustard. You call it American-style mustard. I don't think it's quite as... But then, I don't know. Is French mustard Dijon as well? I don't know.
No, see, I don't know enough about French mustard.
No, it's milder.
Yeah,
than
but
English
does everyone
mustard,
know that?
I think. Which must be a masculine English.
But
thing,
but the thing I didn't know that. But no. I still thought it was funny because I could see what the joke was.
I mean, I was trying to think. I mean, I don't know. If I was doing a brainstorm on mustard or something, but I was trying to write a longer bit about how, you know, in Normandy used to be like part. Sometimes used to be English and sometimes used to be French when we used to have all those wars. And I was trying to write a bit about how annoying it must have been for all the people that owned pubs in those areas having to change the mustard every time they got invaded by.
I mean, I think that's more.
I think that's quite a funny idea, but it's not. Yeah.
Have you thought of anything else that's French and English that other than mustard?
Not really. I don't know. No.
But that's such a funny, like, it's such an epic, like, content of a setup about wars.
Yeah, it took ages to write as well. No, not that, the war bit. Sorry, the Colonel Mustard joke took ages to write, and you think, oh dear me, worked a day on this. And
but what I love about the war is the epic kind of setup, and it's just mustard.
Yeah, I think it's probably funnier to watch. You know, people going, oh bloody hell, we've got to change the. But then if it's a sketch, there's got to be more things in it than just having to change the mustard, isn't it? But, so. Anyway, shall I do another one? Because you're going, forever, do we? So, yeah, okay. This actually, this joke, interestingly, used to work, but then it stopped working. It's a bit annoying. So yes, I have a very bad sense of navigation, which is why I really hate watching those missing person reports on TV, because I keep seeing people on it that I recently gave directions to.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah, and it did actually. The first couple of times I did it, it did really, really well, and then it stopped. And I was like, well, I don't know, and I don't know whether it's sensibilities or people sort of feel like he's doing a missing person's joke, and maybe that's sort of, I don't know, even that's if that's sort of.
But why, like, would that suddenly change?
You know, not something you should joke about now. I don't know, really.
Were they different sorts of gigs? Were they new material gigs they were working in, and then?
No, I did it. I remember. I think it worked at a proper gig actually. The first few times I did it, and then I bring it back every so often now because I still think, well, that's a good joke. I tried to put it in Fringe previews because I was thinking, oh well, it'll work there because there's no, you know, people aren't going to be sort of judge, like, you know, like obviously, like weekend gigs, sometimes they're waiting for something to, for you to slip up slightly so they can have a problem with you. But it just doesn't seem to fit any gig I do now, which is really strange because I think
did
that
you
was
change
quite a good,
like, where
I mean, maybe people don't watch missing person reports anymore, they don't have them anymore, do they? So that's one thing, I guess, isn't it? But
that's
so then you change it, you'd have to say, oh well, now I saw a billboard.
Could you make it like a specific situation, like one person in the local town went missing, or someone?
Yes, I have. Yeah, I've done so many incarnations of it where it's been like specific, or like I live in a certain area and like it was tourists that came to visit, and you know, they were, and I've done so many ways of doing it. I think the other thing is that in a way the feasibility kind of went out of it because people don't get lost anymore because they've got smartphones. So in a way I was sort of thinking, well, maybe it's kind of dated that way, but I don't think that's why an audience would have a problem with it, do you know? But it's strange, maybe they do because of that.
Did you change it's where weird. You put it in the set?
Maybe it's I can't remember where I just put it in the set. I don't think it was near the top.
That's interesting.
But yeah, it's just weird. Yeah, I don't know. So,
okay, keep going.
Another one. Okay, I really like going to the steam room at the gym because I find it really, really helps me read other people's mail.
Oh, that's good. But do you think?
No,
you think
you think
see,
that.
My, okay, but, so I got it. But my first thought was, if it's steamy, how can you see the other people in their mail? Which is mental. Like, or are they?
Yeah.
Or do people think you're looking at their willy? See their mail.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, the mail bits
helps me see other people mail.
I just think maybe.
No, that doesn't.
Yeah. My girlfriend said it's because people don't really open letters through kettle steam.
Yeah, maybe you're just.
I don't know if that's true. Maybe it's. I'm writing great jokes for the early noughties. but
that's funny.
I don't know. So.
Yeah, so that's the thing. I reckon young people probably. How old are you? We're about the same age, are we? Yeah.
I'm 35.
So. Maybe people,
but you can say I look younger than I look younger than I, Mark. Yes.
But maybe people in their 20s wouldn't even know that as a thing.
Here's a cool fact: a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact: you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
So would that just not work straight away when you first tried it?
No, it didn't really work. It was one of those where, like, you know, 20% of the audience wanted to laugh, but then they sort of felt self-conscious about it.
Yeah,
so they
weird,
didn't really.
Because you've clearly spent lots of time getting the wording right, because I can't see any problem with any of the writing at all.
You're no help at all with this, are you? Just going, oh, this is all fine.
Every podcast that I do has got a slightly different vibe, and this one, we're just enjoying your jokes, mate.
Yeah, oh, that's fine. You know, if it makes good listening, that's all that matters, really, isn't it? Because
exactly.
I've pretty much given up on these anyway. So, I got some more obtuse things, which, I mean, there was a bit that I did which was in a fringe show, and it got a really bad review because of this bit. But I sort of, you know how a roast chicken looks when it comes out of the oven and stuff, and it's got all like brown skin and that? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, you've seen them before.
I've seen them, yeah.
Yeah, I'm vegetarian, but I'm still aware. And so I wrote a bit about how weird it would be if a chicken saw a roast chicken coming out of the oven, and maybe it would have thought that it recognized it as their friend and thought that they'd been on holiday. So they start having a chat with them. I'm like, oh, hi, Dave. You're all right. You're looking well. You've been away. And then they start. I sort of had to act it out as well, where I was sort of like, Dave. Like, Dave's a funny name for a chicken, wasn't it?
I think it is, yeah.
And it was. And then, so what I ended up doing is I ended up incorporating the fact that the joke didn't ever do as well as I wanted, with being annoyed about it and trying to be funny, you know, in a way. Stuart Lee would do something like that. And then I got a really bad review where it said, like, telling an audience that they're wrong for not laughing at a bit is not comedy, which is fair enough, but I was sort of quite, I just thought the concept was so amusing that I was really, you know.
Yeah.
But then I did the same thing the year after, where I sort of made the show about a joke about snails that didn't really work, and I did it a lot better that year.
Carry on.
The snail joke was about how snails, when they, like, snails, like, salt kills a snail, doesn't it?
Say
sweat contains a lot of salt. That's why that's why snails have to move really slowly. So that works a lot better, as it didn't ever really get a big laugh, but I sort of played it a lot better where I could be like,
no, that's perfect. It's so logical as well.
Yeah.
It's great. With the
anyway.
Chicken one, like, when you do the act out and say, and he goes, so have you been away? Is there a way to get to that bit without actually telling the audience? Because did you? I can't remember exactly how you said it, but before you did the act out, I already knew that you thought the chicken looked like it had been on holiday.
Yeah, I didn't do it. I mean, I basically told you what the joke was about rather than acting it out, because I guess I haven't done it for a couple of years. So.
Oh, okay. So you wouldn't have done that.
No, I wouldn't have said, oh, hey, guys, here's a concept. I would have tried to do it as a joke, but I can't remember exactly the wording I would have done it. But
okay. I liked it. I had a chicken idea that never really got off the ground at all. It's probably a joke there as well.
Yeah, that chicken's not able to fly or something.
Yeah, that wasn't what the joke was.
Yeah.
I'm just a natural at this, mate. It was something to do with my girlfriend's, said, like, about cooking chicken. She went, I don't trust chicken. Like, as in, she's, like, because it's easy to get food poisoning from chicken and stuff like that. And then I was trying to come up with an idea, because the Colonel's secret recipe has stayed secret for ages, so the chickens haven't told anyone.
right?
So you...
That's the joke, is it?
Well, it's not really written, but yeah, like, yeah, right. So you can trust chicken because they have.
Oh yeah,
because
they keep a secret. Yeah, I get it. Yeah, I didn't get it straight away though.
But I think the problem is the first thing is I don't think enough people say, oh, I just don't trust chicken. Do you know what I mean? If that was like a really commonly said thing, like I know what my girlfriend was getting at, but I don't.
Also, do like chickens really know the secret recipe? Or is it?
Well, they don't, do they?
Or do they know it? Is it like being in a concentration camp where you kind of know what happens when they're getting marched off? Or like,
yeah.
I don't know. Almost took a dark turn, didn't it? But, yeah.
That's very you.
Yeah.
Peter Brush!
Brush!
Brushy. Hashtag Awooga, Peter Brush, thank you for coming on to the podcast. Good stuff. Any feedback, of course, at Jokes with Mark. What else, Joel? Leave us a review, 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. That'd be lovely. Thank you very much in advance. Extra content, we put some more. There's another Tony Cowards bit up on the Patreon, and there should be another few bits coming up soon. That's Patreon / Jokes with Mark. Anything else from you, Joel?
Nothing more from me, Mark. Anything from you, Mark?
Nothing more from me, Joel. Hashtag Awooga, everybody.